Senior Story, A Brave Victory. Chapter 8, Brave. Ari spent the next week thinking hard about what her mom had told her. She wanted to be like a beast, like a grizzly bear that attacks every threat before it can attack him. Fear was always trying to push its way to the front of Ari's mind and weaken her, but she worked hard to keep herself focused on her goals. "Wow, Ari," exclaimed Miss Jenna, her beam coach. "Those were some amazing back handsprings." After some high fives, Ari repeated to herself the phrase she had been saying ever since she walked into practice that day. "I can do this. God is with me, so let's go." It was time for bars. After the two-week break, Ari was nervous. The voice of fear immediately began its verbal attack against her. "Failure! You stink at bars!" Ari reached into her gym bag to get her grips. But what she pulled out immediately drew the attention of all her teammates. "He's so cute! Where did you get him? Oh, can I hold him?" Ari was speechless. She held up a cute, furry grizzly bear with a heart-shaped note around its neck. It said, "Be the beast. Be strong and courageous. God is with you." She scanned the bleachers and found Mom, Dad, and Keen all smiling and waving. "What's his name, Ari?" asked Miss Terry. Ari thought for a minute. "Brave. His name is Brave. And from now on, I'm going to take Brave with me whenever I go to practice or meets." She set Brave on the resi pit so he could watch her. "Today, I'm recording skills with my iPad," announced Miss Terry. "You'll get to pick what you want to do and then see what needs fixing." As Ari moved through each station, images of her falling and sensations of fear haunted her. But when she saw Brave, it helped her recognize the threats, and she repeated, "I can do this. God is with me, so let's go." "Ari, you're next," called Miss Terry. That night, Dad found Ari hugging Brave when he came to say goodnight. "I just love this bear," she beamed. "He helped me be a beast today. Well, mostly. Miss Terry spotted me, but I did do 5 flyaways. Though they looked pretty bad on the iPad." Her voice trailed off as she sighed. Dad felt that fear of failure creeping in and quickly interrupted.